Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, How Should Seattle Homeowners Safely Set Up and Monitor Traps? You know, every year thousands of Seattle homeowners wage war against unwanted house guests of the furry variety. But here's the thing, DIY pest control can backfire faster than a mousetrap if you don't know what you're doing. Today I'm walking you through the ins and outs of safe and effective trapping. Let's talk location, location, location. Just like our booming real estate market, it's all about prime positioning. You want to focus on those high-traffic rodent highways, along baseboards, in corners, and anywhere you've spotted droppings or grease marks. But remember, we're not setting up a petting zoo here. Keep those traps away from curious kids and pets. Think like a mouse. They love to sneak along walls and through hidden passages. That's where your traps should be. Now for the setup, and trust me, this isn't the time to channel your inner MacGyver. Always wear gloves. I mean always. Use approved baits only. No experimenting with that artisanal cheese from Pike Place Market, tempting as it might be. Secure those traps firmly. A loose trap is about as useful as an umbrella in a hurricane. And please, make yourself a map of where you've placed everything. Future you will thank present you for this. When it comes to monitoring, consistency is key. Check those traps daily. Yes, daily. Think of it like checking your morning coffee. It needs to become routine. When disposing of catches, gear up with gloves and appropriate protective wear. Keep a log of activity. It's like a detective's notebook for pest control. Notice patterns? That's gold for fine-tuning your strategy. Let me share a quick story. Last winter, I worked with a family in West Seattle who had stashed mouse traps right next to their quinoa and Kraft pasta. Spoiler alert, it didn't end well. After we repositioned the traps along proper wall routes, their uninvited guests checked out within a week. Here's your homework. Take a walk around your house tonight. Map out where you're seeing pest activity, then start with 3 test traps in those hot spots. Follow our safety guidelines, and you'll be on your way to a pest-free home. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.